This is the day that the Lord has made. Friend, I hope you're rejoicing and being glad in it. So how much leftovers do you have from Thanksgiving? Whew, you had to roll me out of the house this morning, I'll tell you. I hope you had yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you, of course, on this Sunday, this November the 27th. 2016. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that's all about Jesus. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And starting today, you're going to hear a little bit more Christmas music here on the station. And we're going to sprinkle in some wonderful Christ-centered Christmas music. I think you'll be blessed here today. Right now, it's Joy Williams in 2000 Decembers Ago here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
Did it feel like a night and a friend than at least a million before? Was there an air of expectation like there was some kind of something in store? Did the sky have to hold like the thunder? Did the moon find new reasons to glow? Could the children somehow sense the wonder 2,000 Decembers ago? Were the sheep as amazed as the shepherds at the new star that lit up the sky? Did the willow trees whisper excitement to the rivers and streams passing by? Did the joy ricochet off the mountains till it filled up the valleys below? Did all the world sense love abounding 2,000 Decembers ago? The glory they could not contain. Did anyone awake with the feeling of peace that they could not explain? Oh, the love must have been overwhelming as it warmed everyone in its flow. For all of the earth is still telling of 2,000 Decembers ago.
I don't know about you, but that is a fantastic song. Joy Williams and 2,000 Decembers Ago. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you in Colossians chapter 1, tells us that we are the partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. I don't know about you, but I'm not a big fan of this cold weather. I'm just going to make that extremely clear. But I do love the prettiness of this time of the year, really. I mean, the beautiful white LED lights strung around Christmas trees and porches and just how homes are decorated. I mean, even the tiniest lights have the capacity to change the character of a surrounding darkness, right? Friend, we have left the darkness behind us as children of God. Amen. We don't like gloominess, shadows, or even dark corners because we are children of light. So as we prepare for a brand new week tomorrow, bask in His radiant presence. Let His light become yours again.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Lord, prepare me.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Sanctuary for you.
My poor friend. He played the angel in a citywide Christmas pageant, announcing Jesus' birth to the shepherds below, but he fell from his platform right onto the shepherds, shouting, "Fear not!" all the way. Well, at least the message got through. And man, do we need that message in the explosive time we live in. There's so much to be afraid of. But the angel said the coming of Jesus means we don't have to be afraid. They said the Savior has been born, bringing peace on earth. Not in the news, not in our circumstances, but in our heart. Because Jesus, the angel said, is called Emmanuel, God with us. God with you in your battles and your brokenness, your fears. Jesus died to tear down the sin wall between us and God so we could do life and eternity with him. The Bible says we can have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, we would love to help you experience that peace. Just contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com and let Jesus speak his peace to your storm.
Lifting up the Christ of Christmas here in today's edition of Sunday Worship. That's O Come All Ye Faithful. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey with you. Hey, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio when you have some time today or this week. And I'll tell you what, our church is doing a Wednesday night Bible study on the epistles of John, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. And Just really enjoy teaching it, and probably one of my all-time, or I should say maybe my top three favorite verses of all time is 1 John 1:9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. A pastor said one time, the way to cover our sin is to uncover it by confession.
You are holy God, you are holy.
We are magnifying the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll with you. And is it possible to head into two directions at once? Well, 1 Corinthians 4:16 says, "Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day." And friend, as a follower of Christ, your outward self, your physical body, will eventually decline. But on the inside, your spiritual life experiences vibrant renewal each and every day. Really, that's great news. That's great news. You may be struggling with physical suffering. You may be diminishing outwardly. You may not be healing as quickly as you'd like. But inwardly, your spiritual life can be more real, more alive, more vivid. You are being drawn so much closer to Jesus. So as your physical strength and abilities diminish, your spiritual strength increases day by day. And in that moment, your physical life gives out. Your new life in heaven instantly begins.
His holy name, Christ. His power and glory forevermore proclaim. Fall on your knees, oh, Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night. Oh, night divine.
Yeah, I'll talk about a voice right there. Daniel Kirkley and Oh Holy Night. Beautiful song. Hey, it's Joey Kroll with you, and I hope you had yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving. In fact, just a quick reminder here, we try not to mention this too much, but here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported, which means we really do depend on God's grace, but also friends like you who financially contribute to the work here at Great News Radio. So would you consider, since we're in this Thanksgiving, Christmas giving mode, would you remember us with a special gift, a special Christmas Thanksgiving-ish offering? You can make your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click the button that says donate. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Or you can send in your gift by mail. It's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And thank you so much for doing your part in making this ministry possible. Well, coming up tomorrow, Mark Burns will help you get through those Monday blahs. Yeah, it's the Monday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Have a great rest of your Sunday.